Welcome, guys. We're sort of back after a slight hiatus, and then after this, there's another hiatus, because I'm a knucklehead.
It won't be a hiatus for listeners.
No, actually, that's true for you guys, but yeah. I was doing a play there at our local theater. Well, like, community theater of actual actors, not like... No, I'm not going to work at the Cineplex. Absolutely not. My sister already worked at Colossus at one point, and she didn't like it, so...
Yeah, I remember that blowjob story.
Oh, yeah, that's a funny story. You guys will hear about it at some point, but...
That's in one of these.
It's in one of those, it is. I don't remember which one.
Yeah, I don't remember which one either.
But we got a good one for you, Dad. But before we start, I have a cold, a head cold. It's day 4 of it. Got it on Wednesday. Wednesday morning I got it. So, pardon me if I'm coughing or if my nose sounds funny and whatnot. I apologize for that. But tonight we have a whole lot of stuff for you. Tonight's a first. It's our, 27th episode, I think. Well, okay, sorry. As of now, it's our 27th episode, but it'll be... maybe 30th by this 30, point.
Yeah,
30-ish.
Was 30.
We finally have another first. All our episodes are going to be like first for something. It's our first animation episode.
Yep, and it's soon going to be topped twice over.
This is technically my pick for tonight. I'm jumping on the bandwagon here. We wanted to do this last year with Alita Battle Angel, but this year we finally got a chance because there's the recent Sanic movie, which you went and saw last night.
You say Sanic.
Sanic, yes. Sanic the Groundhog. That's all the kids like nowadays, Sanic the Groundhog.
Yeah, I saw last night the new film,
should
say.
Johnny and I saw it not two Sundays ago, but the Sunday where we had Family Day.
Oh yeah, I was in Mexico.
Yeah, so. You were in Mexico by the point. I know you wanted to go see it. We might still watch it. Hopefully, fingers crossed, if the stars align, if everything works out when the Sonic movie comes out, we'll obviously do a commentary on that for our video game-a-thon. Yeah. And we'll bring him here, or we'll go somewhere with him to see it.
Johnny.
Yeah. Bring him in there finally.
Yeah, yeah.
Or for something sooner.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's going to be the first one, but...
We'll see. I mean, he's going to watch the Resident Evil and Silent Hill films, so...
I guess he could tag on for a lot of...
No, he's going to, because he has a lot to say about Resident Evil and Silent Hill. Let's put it that way. But anyway, what we have with you is the Sonic OVA, original video animation, from 1999. Produced by Studio... Perrot, I believe.
Perrot.
The guys who animated Yu Yu Hakusho and Naruto. And Book 2 of Korra from episodes 1 to 7. And then they did, I think, 10, 11, and then... The other studio did the rest. Studio Mirror, did the rest after that.
Oh, okay.
So, and they've done a whole other bunch of stuff. I'm sorry. It's not just that.
Please excuse all the noise.
Yeah, I'm going over this. So I'm making sure this time we actually do this properly with the fact that the movie just came out recently. We've both seen it. I enjoyed it. And we'll talk about what we think during it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I guess we could, because there's a little bit of stretches in here that are a little not much to talk about, so.
Yeah, so this we're watching this on YouTube.
Yeah. Game Boy 3800.
Yep. Has 1.3 million views of this recording.
Damn. It's
made 7 years ago, again, as of this recording. full 1080p in HD.
Nope.
Very nice. Probably not. If you have this movie is out. This movie does exist, on home release. I think I went to eBay and looked for a copy. I think it's $50 or something like that. Pretty pricey. Maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't.
I don't think the DVD's been in print since the early 2000s.
Yeah, something like that, when the company went under. I forget which one it was, but... if you get it, this was the first thing I typed in. When I typed in the OVA, because I wanted to watch it and do it for this, I wanted to... I was just going to go through which options I could find, and I was expecting, Dailymotion or Vimeo to have it, but no, YouTube actually has it, which is nice.
It seems like there's a lot of Sonic stuff on there.
Yeah, no, especially that, the Street Sharks. They knock off Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out there. Forget the whole title.
Yeah.
So, it's the Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, 1999 OVA, full on 1080p HD. It's 54 minutes, 16 seconds long.
Yeah, we're on timestamp 0.
Some white background and whatnot, if you can find it.
Well, it's black now, for
it's
some
black
reason.
And only, I guess so. You know what to do. Go to timestamp 0. Everybody, please press play right now.
Now it's white screen.
Here we go.
Sega.
There's no Sega.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is actually made in 1996.
Yeah, sorry, that's right. Yeah. I forgot to say it was made in 1996, released in 1996 for Japan. But as most OVAs, the United States companies, they found it, brought it over here to, and then redistributed it in 1999.
Yeah, I think they were releasing it as kind of a promotion for Sonic Adventure, I think it was.
Really? I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Looking up stuff, I think I remember that.
I gotta find my notes page here.
And, because, like, the Battle Angel movie, I believe, was 1993, but released in 1997 here?
Yeah, that sounds about
we'll
right.
We'll find out. I'll send you a link for that later.
And yeah, and I guess we should also say this was the first animation of Sonic made by Japan.
Yes!
Yeah, there was a two series beforehand, and...
When was Underground?
Underground was 1999.
Okay, but yeah, from 1986, yeah. It's...
Yeah. Yeah, and so I was gonna say, the only two things with Sonic that I really have a ton of experience with were, one, Sonic Underground, and one was the second Sonic game that they put on the Sega Game Gear.
Oh my goodness. I had that. You had a Game Gear?
Yes, I did.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, so I had that Sonic game, and I didn't play any other ones except for Sonic CD on my Xbox 360.
Right off the bat, I'd like to say, the music in this film is fantastic.
Yeah, I enjoy the music
Enjoy the music in this very much. One of my criticisms of the movie is that the music was a little bland until the ending and whatnot.
Oh, the new film?
The new film, yes.
Yes, I agree.
The American adaptation was lacking in music, but, you know, most movies nowadays lack with music, so...
Yeah, except, of course, when they brought in, old school music.
Yes.
You mean the score was bad.
Score was a little bad, yes.
Yeah.
Whereas this is very... You can tell it's the 90s and whatnot. There's the Enterprise right there.
Oh my god, yeah.
Just for no stupid reason, it's there.
That's funny. Hit it in there.
Yep.
Yeah, and of course, right off the bat, the voices. Yeah, are
if somebody were to dub this again, might be a little better. Except for Eggman. Eggman sounds really good.
Yeah, he sounds okay. Yeah, I think Martin Burke is the guy who's playing Sonic and... Yeah, I just wish they would have brought in
Shadow. I don't know if that's a pseudonym or whatnot, but...
Yeah, it could be. Could be. But the animation's really good right off the
bat. This is fantastic animation, I would say.
Yeah, I love Sonic Underground, but I think the animation here looks a little more Sonic.
Japan just kind of, does it right, eh?
Yeah. I don't know if Sonic Underground was just solely American produced. I forgot to look that up, but...
I'm not saying, this is Ghibli levels of great,
And of course, Sonic Underground was going for its own kind of different look and style.
Its own tone was there.
Yeah. But this feels like the game put onto the screen more so than the... At least the one that I watched, watched occasionally, the one with Julia White, the first one.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
People have noted Sonic probably would never tell Tails to shut up nowadays, but, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Poor Tails, look at him.
Still does his little nose scratch there. That's something he's done.
Yeah, so what's weird is this old man here.
Oh.
Because he's not a character from the games at all.
No.
And then they put that new owl... In the new movie, which is also not based on the games. Was that a reference to this?
That's what everybody thinks as well. Yeah. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, because I watched the movie before I watched this.
Well, also, differently is... That makes sense. differently, though, is that the owl in that movie is female, this is male.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing is that he never gets a name.
Yeah, I think it's just Old Man Owl.
In the movie, it's Longshot? Not gonna be wrong there.
No, I don't even remember what her name was. It was such a brief scene.
Holy smokes, Tails actually has a spine.
You look Sonic's Nothing. Just like, yeah. I don't really care about that old owl.
Alright, they reused animation right there.
Yeah.
Not calling it lazy, but just like, I realize it's right there. I think there's a few other parts where it's reused, but whatever.
I always thought Tails' dual Tails at the back is weird. It's a weird image.
Right, always or right here?
It's almost always weird, I think, but particular shot there looks even more weird.
Yeah. Great, so you know this time that Tails is actually in trouble.
Yeah, he's like, all right, fine. Somebody called my name.
Even though he was doing that before, you're just like, nope.
Yeah, I think the motion of him speeding around looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah, no. I think America was still doing it at this point as well.
Yeah.
I love what they do with his feet. The infinite loop. It's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
I wish you used that more often. It is a very Roadrunner-like effect.
Yeah.
But it still works, I think. Kind of wish there was a jump pad in here or there. I know we'll see jump pads later, but I still wish, you know, you had some stuff in this.
That's fair.
From the games.
Oh, that voice is just bad. It's just bad. It's kind of funny how those plants kind of look like Sonic.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that was a gag.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's based off of anything.
Yeah, I don't remember if anything like that was in the game. Or games.
Oh yeah, so let me say to me, I have my experience with Sonic, I've never played... Okay, that's not true. I have played some... I played a bit of Adventure 2... DX, I believe. Is that a title?
Is that like one of the newer games?
That's the one where it has Shadow on the cover, and then they're going down. It's like on a. They're going down San Francisco Hills and whatnot. Do you remember that game?
No.
Okay.
Anything beyond Sonic CD, and I'm just lost in the wind.
Some modern Sonic games I've kind of played. I never played a. Oh, an OG Sonic game, unfortunately. Here's a tornado in all her glory.
Yeah, this looks very great. Good. I like the music, too.
Yep. No, again, that's what I'm saying, is that when I say film scores need to be recognizable, this is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That won't end badly.
I should have looked up who did the music for this, see if we've seen anything else from him. Or her, I should say. But probably him.
But what I'm... Mostly, and I've also played Generations, but I still haven't finished yet.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that, yeah.
But... What I really... And I also want to play Colors at some point as well. Because I've heard that game is really good.
Huh.
Maybe one day we'll subject ourselves to 06 for some reason. Because why not?
Is that a...
It's very infamous, let's put it that
or
way.
Movie?
No, it's a movie. It's a video game.
Oh, okay.
It's when Sonic was trying to be like Final Fantasy-esque.
Oh, I think I actually have heard of that.
Yeah. But anyway, what I'm very well known... What I know of Sonic is Sonic X.
Yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah, no, I was an original Sonic X fan. That's not true, I mean, not original. I actually never saw the I never saw the Metarex arc after season, I think the season 3 arc, but...
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, series. No, you know what that is.
Yeah, and so here's kind of a weird character, that girl there, Sarah... Where she's, like, kind of a cat girl?
She...
And I didn't even realize,
the funny thing is, she also looks like, is her name Eris or what? You remember, you know the movie... Oh, not movie. You know the game Final Fantasy VII, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the only one I played.
She looks like that girl from it.
Oh, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, sort of. The hairstyle, I mean.
Yeah, I thought she was just wearing a cat hat. It wasn't until later. She, like, bends over and I see her tail and I was like...
Oh, the tail's the first thing I see of her.
Oh, really?
I mean, just cat girls.
Oh, and I was looking up that Martin Burke.
Yep.
And I found out that he was, like, from Texas. And once I found that out, I could, like, hear it seeping through. You can kind of hear the accent in there.
Yeah, Texas ass.
But yeah, Robotnik's pretty good.
Yep.
Oh, it looks great.
Oh, did you know?
I look at the mustache at the top.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Also, like how they're poking fun at the dialogue. Like, as you know... Yeah, we've heard this before.
Yeah.
Look, it's exposition. You kind of have to get it, like, out of the way. Yeah, this will be the start of us watching a lot of these OVA-type things, given I'm more... I know more about these than I say you do.
Yeah, I'd never heard of this before, before you mentioned
this it. This is basically... You know the DC direct-to-video movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, OVA is basically just direct-to-videos over there.
Yeah.
In Japan. But I think they do a lot better with the direct-to-videos than, well, America does, let's put it that way. If you've seen any Disney movies, let's put it that way, or Disney direct-to-video stuff.
Yeah. So I was going to say, some of the DC stuff's really good, but...
No, yeah. As most people do when the exposition is discussed.
Yeah. But I remember, and I never heard of this Sonic movie. Because I heard of...
Womp womp. Oh. Remember, this is a Japanese dub, so a lot of the gags actually, I think, work.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, with OVAs, is that they are, like, no holds bar, like, you're not going to get much characterization. You'll get some characterization, but, like, we got a certain amount of time here, so...
Yeah.
We just got to press forward and go.
Yeah, just
push. Because there's... This is, like, two episodes, basically. It's... Each are 25 minutes long, 26.
Yes.
Yeah, and you only get that, and that's it. So mm-hmm. you got to cram as much as you can. Exposition, some character stuff, and other... Just all in there, and that's it.
I like his robots in the background. I wish we got those kind of ones in
I wish there, yeah, I wish there was a little more stuff on the game, like early games. Yeah, even though I didn't play like the early games, I still at least know about
some of the stuff. Iconography.
Yeah, iconography.
Yeah.
Like Batniks, which, did you see that in the movie? Where on the fuse box inside his trailer, he has like Batniks in there?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that. You remember that moment when he's dancing to that song in that Sonic movie in his trailer?
Robotnik? He does a little Riddler in there, does he?
Yeah, a little bit of Riddler.
Yep.
But I was also really happy to hear that song, because that shows up in Kids in the Hall short.
Seriously?
Yeah. Their second series, Death Moves to Town. Yeah,
that's pretty dope. I'm just glad that it was that movie was a good on... that movie was certainly a good... good thing for Carrie's psyche, I'll say that.
Yeah, it was really nice to see him going back to that.
Way better style, than his Kick-Ass 2 days.
Yeah. I was thinking about that through that movie, but...
So are those Genesis controllers?
I'm not too sure.
Also, I think kinda... I think Sarah's voice actor is okay.
Yeah, she's okay. Sonic on the plane.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I thought this was kind of fun. Seeing him. I mean, it's a little silly, but...
Sarah, you're just not good at games.
Yeah, I don't get this. It's kind of weird.
This part right here?
Yeah, just the dynamic with her.
Yeah, it's just like, weird. All of a sudden she's okay with being a hostage.
Yeah, and she's like almost taking charge.
Yeah, it's...
Oh yeah, I was right over there when she bent over there. I was like, wait, is
that a... Goodbye, Sarah. As like a Japanese, I guess, stock character trope, she would be a tsundere, I believe. Could be wrong on that. Yeah, you don't know.
And I don't think she ever showed up in anything else.
No, certainly not. So I like the idea of this world where there's like an above world and then there's a below world.
That's pretty cool.
But they call it dimensions. I don't know if they mean it in like actual, like just planes of dimension. And not what we think of, you're going to another dimension through a portal. But they do bring up Warp Zone in this, which is kind of funny.
Oh, do they? I must have missed that part.
Yeah, you probably did.
Hey, how is he holding onto the plane like that? I didn't realize it was
given
like
what
a fabric.
What those type of planes' wings are made out of. I actually forget what kind of cloth material it's made out of, but it's light enough to, like, you can grip onto it, but it will tear.
Really? Cloth? I don't know.
Wordy, what?
I thought it was like aluminum or something like that.
Part of it's aluminum, I believe. Again, you want light material so it flew, but again,
yeah.
OG planes in the day.
Wow, look at like the floating islands. It's pretty.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how they're flying. Magnetism, probably. See, this right here, this little...
Yeah, the layers.
Little techno ditty music. Like, yeah,
oh,
no.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I wanted from the movie.
Yeah, I wish we had some of that stuff in there.
Like, I would want this as my, I would want this on my iPod. Or my MP3 player, excuse me.
What'd you think of the Marvel-style Sega intro with this?
I thought it was interesting. A little better than the Disney, the Star Wars intro, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean for Disney Plus?
Yeah. Yeah, and then here's where we get, like, you know, the quick...
Yeah, this is cool.
This is really cool. I wish this was in the Sonic movie as well.
With the music and stuff, it feels like an intro to a game.
It
like,
really
you know,
does.
Like one of those things right before the title of the game pops
up. Look, they're right there. Spring Peg.
Oh, yeah.
Springboard. Excuse me. What did I say?
See, I was writing my notes while I was watching this last time, so I missed a couple of those little things.
I forget what that's called, but that's in. I know that's in a Sonic game.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Just look at that. I know it's a 90s synthesizer, but I don't care. It's
hey, I love synthesizers. I think people are wrong for knocking them.
It's at least, you know, recognizable.
Yeah.
I forget if these are Batniks.
I mean, I haven't played that Sonic Game Gear. I haven't had my Sega Game Gear in years and years. I think I lost that, like, maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Finally died.
Unfortunately.
As it should have long ago.
Huh. Right here, so they said Warp Zone, by the way.
Oh, I missed it again.
Yep. there's another Warp Zone mentioned later on. Right there, see?
Is that CGI there?
CGI, no, I don't think there was any CGI in this.
Yeah, I think that was CGI that, coming through that portal.
So originally I thought this was New York City, but I don't think it is. It just has a lot of New York feel to it.
Ah.
But yeah, this looks great. I love this design. It's very atmospheric.
Yeah, this stuff all looks cool. I
wonder and if this was the, you don't get this in much like animation nowadays, especially in Japan.
I wonder if this was a stir of the next episode.
No. There's a clear ending.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Funny how the lights are still working. These circuits are still running somehow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Like, just instantly goes up there. This reminds me of an episode of Cowboy Bebop where they have to go find a VCR player. Slight spoiler, but like... there's a reason for it.
Kind of looks like the Neo Tokyo after...
I literally thought of that as well. I was thinking that too. It's like Neo Tokyo. Like, ah, oh, great. Tetsuo. And there's that. There's the Daily Bugle building / the Continental. I was like, ah, oh, it's New York. Look out.
Damn.
Oh, dang, it's Robo-Man himself.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, poor Tails. Got the Tails between his legs.
Yeah, but this Tails is actually a lot more braver than what.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, he's as plump as Robotnik as well.
Yeah. Isn't that where they're hiding out?
You're not supposed to know that. You know, another thing that I think a lot of designs have forgotten is finger guns. Literally. Wanna bet?
I like how they're, like, teleporting.
They're just moving so fast that, you know, it's easier to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of it is influenced by DBZ by this point.
This is a cool city, though.
It's a very cool city.
Ooh, that voice is just so bad.
You mean that viaduct? Oh, right there. It kind of looks like he's giving the finger.
Yeah, a little bit. I wonder why they didn't get Jaleel White. I mean, he'd been doing all the other Sonic voices.
Well, because this is, like, full-on animation, I'd say. And I don't know. It was a Texas-based company. What was it? Yeah. ADV?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, no, the guys who did Evangelion and... Actually, they also did, ADV also did the Battle Angel dub as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think you mentioned that. Yeah, I like the score a lot.
That score is just amazing.
Yeah,
this is a one take on, although actually, no, I think they might be reusing some animation cells here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's, yeah, I love it's that just a highway.
With the feet when it's like a little, like almost a rope.
Yep.
It's looping.
I kind of like that little feature that, like, Sonic is faster than Tails still.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Cruise missiles.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, is this, like, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, or any of the other bridges in Manhattan Island? That's nice. A nice little feature. That right there, this little bit, that's great.
Yeah, that's cool. I like how Tails saved him, too. And Robo Robotnik looks really cool.
Yeah, no.
Damn.
Dang! My question is, like we're about to see, What fell in the water? I guess just chunks of concrete or rebar?
Yeah, the concrete, so. Yeah.
Oh, you guys didn't have a little umbrella and said, like, Merry Christmas?
Oh, what was that?
Oh, lightning. So it's not New York because there is no, well...
No Statue of Liberty?
I was going to say Twin Towers, but...
Oh, you would.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Was he shooting from his butt?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is! Like it. Read all the innuendo you want from that.
Yeah, no, what is this stuff line? Oh, why doesn't he just pull the
holy
Quicksilver routine?
Like he does in the movie?
Yeah, like he does in the movie.
Enter Knuckles!
Enter, yeah.
I want to call him Australian Knuckles for some reason.
I was going to say, hey, maybe the Texas connection's why he's wearing the cowboy hat, but that was long after this was produced, so...
Well, they didn't go in and add it, because like, that goodbye Sarah on the sign that Robot was holding.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, edited in by ADB.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's no way that would have been in Japanese. Like, that was probably Japanese in the original one.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they did go back and put the cowboy hat on
him. No. That cowboy hat was, like, from there from the start.
Yeah.
You're in a sticky situation there, bud.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they have...
I love that look right there.
Yeah, that's cool.
Again, don't
that's
get cool. that nowadays.
Yep.
I don't know, but 90s Japanese animation is, I think, my favorite era.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know, aside from Ghibli stuff.
Yeah, Ghibli stayed great.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you went to go see Weathering With You, right?
I did, yeah. We'll talk about that a little later.
Oh, okay, sure.
I forgot to mention that. Tails
oh,
is
no.
stuck? Oh, no.
Look at him. He's a hero. He's going to save him. Even
yeah, I know. He actually, like, you know...
Yeah.
He's able to... He's able to fend for himself, which is nice.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually saving Sonic. Like, that's
oh,
that's amazing.
It's pretty rough spot for Sonic to be in.
Yeah. Oh, I'm stuck. Ha ha.
Oh, crap.
Goes a little rush in there, almost.
Yeah, a little.
Gets out of it.
Yeah, here's the music again. Heyo.
I love the fact that he becomes a buzzsaw. I don't know if we do that often, unless it's like the air at the spin
yeah,
dash.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Forget if the spin dash is a thing by this point.
Does Knuckles actually have, like, an accent?
I don't know.
Oof.
Yeah, at this point, people will be like, oh yeah, wait a minute, I thought Knuckles could fly. It's like, no, they actually stick to that.
Yeah.
Ah, this synthesizer is great. Aw, tag team. Boom! Yeah, that is what I call teamwork. Look at that. Both Tails and Knuckles can fly. This is already great.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely not 180.
What a twist! They were in there the whole time.
Yep.
How did they do that? Oh, wait.
Wait, was she piloting? She did say that she wanted to drive.
I don't know either if she was piloting, co-piloting, or just a passenger. Yeah, it's a Cinderace, right?
Yeah. So I guess she's dating Sonic?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is weird. I wonder if this... Because there doesn't seem to be any implication that this was meant to be a series.
No,
like,
but...
I couldn't find any information as to whether it was going to be a pilot for anything.
Yeah, apparently it's been... Like, at least I looked on TV Tropes, and I don't know if this is like... This is up for debate, and the citation is needed, and the links are needed, but allegedly, this was going to be a pilot for a series in Japan?
Yeah, everything I saw was just Sega Japan being like, we want to produce something just as kind of, I guess, like a sample kind of thing.
Of what Sonic could be, and they certainly did, let's put it that way.
But I think it was a success when it came out, but there wasn't any plans to do anything else with it, so...
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh, you will. Next episode.
But it's kind of hard to find information on the Japanese side of things. I don't know why. What does he have that bag?
I have no idea.
In the cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah, what do you think of the song?
Ah, it's okay.
It's a nice... Yeah, I think... Yeah, I think that's what another thing the movie needed.
I don't love the vocals, but I like the music to it.
I mean, it's, you know, a singer trying to do her best to, yeah, you know, sing English when Japanese is your primary language.
It's fair.
So this is basically... This is episode 2.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great design. That's yeah, just that industrial cool. design.
Yeah.
90s industrial like looking structures are amazing. Isn't there a... I think there's a reference in here to Akira almost. Methinks.
Well, I mean, I was thinking with the Neo Tokyo there.
Not right? just that, but they're like in this complex itself reminds me of... Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I like this piece of music.
Yeah, that those snail enemies are pretty cool.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, this is it right here. This awesome. this is the Akira reference. You know, the dome shape and whatnot with all the
I can kind of see that
tubes in there. All right, this is just funny. If Sonic is put on a treadmill, it mean like he can outrun the treadmill? And that's like, oh yeah, Tails can fly. I literally said like, hey Tails, you can fly, and they actually did. It's like, this is actually pretty smart.
Yeah, this is a cool image. This almost feels like something out of heavy metal.
Yeah,
with the shorts in it, with the music too. Might not have been so pulsing in heavy metal, though.
Ta-da! You stopped the machine. Yeah. Congratulations. What's your prize? Getting trapped. It was all an elaborate ruse.
Oh, damn, I just noticed that dishwasher was on.
Yeah, I know, right?
Turn that off. Oops.
I thought that was the laundry from upstairs for some reason.
Upstairs.
Oh, no, what's happening?
It's top floor.
He's getting pumped with green kryptonite. Oh, yeah, one thing that's not mentioned here is chili dogs, I believe.
I like that.
But I think that's an American thing. Maybe? I
would imagine so. That sounds very American. Damn, I hope that dishwasher isn't coming on here too loud.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, guys.
I didn't notice that it was on.
Yeah, until you mentioned it, I forgot it was on.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, what's coming out of there? It's the birth of... It's Akira again. Oh, wait, never mind. That doesn't look like him.
This reminds me of the Mewtwo activation in the Pokemon movie.
Yeah, I guess so. It was 4 years later.
Yeah. Or was it...
2000? Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess this was 96. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep getting that confused. With
yeah. 1 year for Americans, but like...
Yeah, yeah.
4 for Japanese.
And this just looks excellent. He looks just great.
This is great. This is a great design. So like where's metal Sonic... versions of Knuckles and Tails? That's my question.
Like how Sonic looks kind of purple compared to him, at least in that shot.
Now yeah, I guess blue. So. A little bit of a darker shade of blue.
Yeah. Someone's gone insane.
Yeah, I don't know what this is, but it's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool, yeah.
This is something you would probably find in any other OVA, but... This was, like, in a light... Man, if more rock concerts did this, is like, people would still be going to them. It's not to say, like, rock concerts don't do pyrotechnics and performances like this, but...
Did you say the Ghost of Metal Robotnik?
He did, yeah. No, this is funny how he comes in, because wait for it. He is emerging from, like, a hole in the ground, but it's... That is just funny. I'm like, alright, that's pretty funny. That made me laugh. And then, oh no, those guys all... Like, three of those guys died. It's great.
Damn.
That's pretty funny.
There's always such a weight to, Japanese animation.
Yeah, no, they really understand the physics.
Yeah.
More than we do over here.
More than we do, I think.
Or at least Americans do. Well...
damn.
Not to say Canadians don't.
What happened to her tail?
All right, you male gazer, just stop looking there.
Well, me? I would say what happened to her tail. But yeah, it was kind of like an era, admittedly. Whoa, her egg, her eyes.
You have eggs for eyes. Yeah. How come your mustache isn't, like, you know, wet and going down? I'm gonna smack that smirk off your face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Had a lightsaber activation, by the way.
Hey, nice. How did Robotnik get all healed up there? Oh, I guess he's still scratched a bit, but... Wow. Metal Sonic looks awesome there.
Yep.
Hyper Metal Sonic. Damn. Got the nose wrong, though.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it's a little too pointy. So, just take over the world?
Yeah, why not? Oh, no. Poor Sarah. Yeah, he looks so shiny.
So he's a metal clone, you say? Just 90s and clones. Couldn't, like, yeah. You know, help but do it. I'll say this. This is way better than the clone saga with Spider-Man at this point.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
He's got a frickin' VTOL as a... Or VTOL is a jet engine, basically. Way to run. I like it a lot.
Damn. It's destruction. Yeah, that jet's pretty cool.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he had a bit of a Texas accent there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, poor Sarah. Look at her.
Oh, she's bound and gagged up.
Yeah. No, oh, she looks choked.
Yeah. Ow. Jeez, you
there
think?
You go, Tails. Come on. Get into it, buddy.
Huh? Is that the Black Diamond Shield? Whoa. There's apparently a movie he has in one game called the Black Diamond Shield.
No, I don't know
about
that.
Which is like impenetrable. Or impregnable. Excuse me. So it's interesting with the fact that... Oh, okay, so that was... I thought that was Sonic loot. Like, going up. Or not Sonic, but Metal and Sonic going up. But anyway, with the being that there's like a can... Like, right there, you can see that there's an Earth right there. Not the Earth, but the Earth is up there and whatnot. Slagtite just falling down. Wait, Slagtite, Slagtite, I forget.
Yeah, I forget which one.
Was the whole city up in there beforehand, or what?
And
also, there's Saturn. Not really. Oh yeah,
does he have a thing for her?
Well, of course he does. Why not?
He's being a creep.
She does not appear in any other media, I believe.
No, she doesn't, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, it's like a DBZ fight at this point.
This music's great.
Or DBGT fight, excuse me, at this point.
Whoa.
That looked a little CG, but not really.
Yeah, a
little. Alright, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, this is just fantastic.
Well,
this,
it's awesome.
This whole thing is great. Yeah, the voice acting is eh.
Yeah.
But I'm...
Kind of wish we had the original version.
Somehow, okay, we could probably find it, but... You know what? Maybe one day we'll sub this together.
Oh.
Not you and I, but we got a whole bunch of people together and we'll all... Except for Robotnik and,
I like the look of his ship there, the purple with the eyes.
Except for Robotnik and Sarah, they're pretty okay. I think the president's okay as well.
Yeah, he's alright.
He's not there often, and even the owl's okay.
Yeah,
The three mains are just, we gotta redo them.
Yeah. And this all looks great.
Yeah, it looks really good. I mean, it's not, you know, Renaissance Disney at this point, but... again, in comparison to the Disney Renaissance... direct-to-video movies, it's like...
Oh, yeah, by a mile. Oh, damn. What, is that guy blind? I guess he is.
Funny, because he's an owl, and, you know, owls have great night vision.
Oh, no, does he just get murdered, yo?
Then we just have this, like, you know...
Yeah, peaceful moment.
Peaceful-looking moment in this forest, and it's like, this is nice.
Sonic's in... Oh, God.
You're dead. I like those little quills he has in the back of his, on his back.
Yeah,
not
that's
little,
weird.
But like,
that's not something you see very often.
Yeah,
Sonic,
no, even. Hang on.
Oh, he's with those keys on the side.
Sorry. Oh no! Yes, look at that. He's kind of has a friend back there.
Yeah, I just noticed. Oh, there's the Star Trek.
Yes, look at that. Maybe yeah, it's more prominent here.
Yeah, I never noticed it before.
No, I lost my car keys back in November, and so I just started to, like, I got this
little clip,
hair clip and just started using it like this.
Well, fair enough.
There's a 90s look to you. Or maybe what, like, you know, Japanese...
Oh, God, yeah, what is he wearing?
I apologize, but maybe what the Japanese thought Americans, like, dressed up as?
Maybe, yeah, that's
I don't even know what those sneaks are, but... Look at that. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, it's kind of insectoid, that ship. At least the eyes part.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Tails does machines. Right now, I'm kind of getting used to the voice.
Of Tails?
Yeah, no, right now it doesn't seem as annoying as it's at the start. It's just... I'm okay with it.
Yeah, Tails... I still don't like the voice, but it's not as bad as Sonic.
Yeah.
Definitely. What'd you think of the Sonic voice for the movie?
Ben Schwartz. I thought he was okay.
Yeah, he was okay.
I thought he was okay. I was a little disappointed that, you know, Jaleel White didn't return, but...
That would have been great. That would have been...
Not, I don't know if to voice him or to just appear in there. Okay. That's all I want for the sequel. I want Jaleel White to be in there.
That'd yeah,
be
that'd
great.
Be great. I thought that the characterization of Sonic in that movie was a little wonky here or there.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wait a minute, so you're saying that somehow that machine now has biological emotions? What a twist.
Why does he have those pointy ears?
Is he like a cat man, too? He comes from Hyrule.
How come he doesn't have cat ears? Like his daughter?
That's a good question.
Oh, no. This poor owl guy.
Not that you would say that nowadays, I'd say, but still.
I guess.
I'd say Tails is more his best friend than Knuckles, but that is not to say that Knuckles isn't, like, you know, his left-hand man.
Is she gonna marry Robotnik?
What do you think? She does look nice in it, though.
So did she change? Where did they get changed? That he didn't know that
he looked away, I guess?
Yeah, I guess he's looking away. Well, look at him. He's well behaved. Oh my god, is she breastfeeding right there?
Probably.
And he had that big look of like, Hey, look at her tail. It's like at her spine there.
Yeah. It's going behind the bow.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, again, one thing that the Soviet will do is that I like the fact that this story point of, like, oh, the president mistakes metal for... Or, sorry, hypermetal for the real Sonic. It's like...
Yeah.
That's bad. Now, this is kind of cool. Exposition, yes, but it's a cool exposition. Obviously, this doesn't work. But it's cool.
Yeah, it's okay. I like how that's how the ice would look if it melted. It wouldn't just turn to water. Whoa. Damn. Magma planet.
God dang. Robotnik. His eyes are just like lightsabers now.
Yeah. Robotnik really didn't think this one through.
What a twist! He was there the whole time! I guess because he knew to go to the president first, that voice.
Is that the oil? The owl man?
Even though we knew that already.
Yeah. Look at his little sash.
Really?
That's bad. So wait, he's wanting to destroy the whole planet?
No, he wants to destroy the surface of the planet. Oh, sorry, the top part of the planet, not the bottom part. Because they'll rule the bottom part of the planet.
Oh, but I thought it turned into
a... There! Hitting a warp zone! Third time mentioned. Yeah. First time in this episode, but third time mentioned.
Yeah.
No, wait, sorry, second time in this episode.
I thought they were saying it would turn to a lava planet, though. That's what it looked like.
I mean, I guess, like, the idea with the zones in the original games is that they're all on the same planet, but in, like, different quadrants of the planet.
Oh, yeah, I'm not
sure. I guess
so.
I don't know, that's what I think.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't played that game in forever.
Yeah.
Sonic 2.
Well, I think there's a Genesis collection now on either the 360, like, Xbox Live Arcade, or PSN.
Yeah, they put out a ton for the 360.
Yeah, they not remastered, but, like, put it out again. Oh, great. This
they weren't remastered at all. Like I said, that's where I played Sonic CD.
But you can now play them on modern consoles, so it's like...
Actually, I think Metal Hyper. Sonic... Yeah. I think it's just Metal Sonic in the game, but I think he showed up in Sonic CD.
He's also in Mania as well.
Oh, okay.
And they adapted his level a lot better, so...
Whoop!
Right below you.
Yeah, right under his feet.
Again, abusing that DBZ logic right there of just... They're so fast, they just appear out of nowhere, which makes sense. I like that.
Fair enough.
Well, you can fly and breathe in space, so you go to another planet.
Yep.
See, this would have been just perfect for the movie.
This would be a cool place for a game, too.
Oh, absolutely. I love this area.
Yeah. Good place for a final boss
fight. Not only that, but you could have, just like in Super Mario Bros. 3. Oh, this is funny. you can have the levels be covered in ice as well, and snow. So, like, ice slows you, or ice makes you slip, whereas snow slows you down.
No, yeah.
You could have something like that. That's kind of funny. Oh, he just got nutted. Even though I don't know where your gonads are.
Whoa.
Ugh. Yeah, that's another thing you'll find out.
Don't look there, you pervert? Is that what she said?
Yeah, a lot of,
Look at her holding her dress
down. A lot of those OVAs mention pervert. Wow. People being perverts when women are there.
Oh, no, little Sarah. Ugh. Yeah, good job, Knuckles. I like how they always make Sonic almost, like, purple whenever he's with...
Yeah, maybe to differentiate the color, I guess?
Yeah. Maybe they think they gotta differentiate them a little more.
This is kind of a funny gag.
Hey, that turtle, was that the one in the Sonic movie?
Probably. I like that explosion.
Yeah, I like that. Look like Robotnik.
Yeah, or Robotnik Cloud.
Yep.
She's just attracted to whoever, like, gives her attention, really.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Except for Eggman. Oh, yeah, here's more perversion.
Yeah, what was with Knuckles' eyes there?
I actually didn't see, but now we see, Man, you just cupped the field hell? There, bud.
What the hell?
Yeah, her skirt's a little too high up.
Yeah, a little too barely there.
Yeah, her air previous design at least had her pants,
yeah.
like short skirts.
Yeah, it's a little odd. But I guess it's not odd for this kind of thing, but...
Anyway.
Oh my god.
You just, like, want attention, don't Sonic. You, bud? But hey, you know, again, everybody kind of has, other than Sarah, has something to do here, which is nice.
Yep. Look, she's going crazy now. She's so happy. Yes, finally get rid of that hat.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Get rid of that
hat. I don't know where that lava's going, if it's going to hit the ice blow, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's going to melt that ice.
Oh, he's fast. Yeah, he looks a little indigo here. Now he's blue again.
Yep.
And metal's the darker one.
Oh, that was weird, yeah. Oh, now they switched. Now the metal one's darker. Hey, look, now she gets something to do.
Yeah, sort of. Am I annoying you yet?
Why isn't he just, like, crushing Sonic's neck?
Oh, he got a full face of...
Oh, no, here we go, not saying.
Yeah. Good thing he's a machine. Haywire. Haywire. Does not compute.
Something feels wrong. Whoa, damn.
Nice. Tails has something to do.
Yeah.
He came here? Why?
Hey,
for what reason?
Who's that in the background?
I don't know.
Oh no.
That's bad. Remember how many times they've said that in this these two episodes. No, that was bad.
Just like not just that, but like came out of nowhere, just like what the hey?
Yeah. This is such a flat delivery.
No. Hey, he's
f***ed up. You're dead, man.
Oh, crap.
Not gonna take care of Robotnik now. Yeah, maybe if they make a sequel to the movie, they'll put Metal Sonic in there. Probably not.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, they gotta throw, like, Knuckles in there.
Well, they already, you know, the end of the movie, like, the Stinger is, well...
Oh, I didn't see it. I didn't.
Did you not see it?
No.
Oh, my goodness. There was a... Didn't I say that? No, I didn't say that for you to stay till the very end. That was a little funny bit. Playing whack-a-mole, unfortunately.
Yeah. But now, it was the Stinger. I haven't heard anything about it, so...
Oh, it's not Knuckles.
You said it's not Knuckles?
No, it's not Knuckles.
Oh.
No, it's somebody else. I won't say who.
You leaving for a surprise for me?
Yeah, kind of.
I guess I could just look it up later.
You can. Oh, you're slowing down there. They're hyper. Okay, Knuckles, seriously, that glass should be easy for you.
Yeah, agreed.
Boom. You couldn't save him.
Yep, it's going to turn to a magma planet now. Magma.
Oh no, that was just the rocket ship. Not the rush, sorry. The hovercraft was fine. It was the old man, never mind.
Metal's not a bad guy.
Well, like you said, Metal has Sonic's personality.
No. You gotta save him. You guys can be best friends after this. Oh, look at him, he looks like the devil.
This is a great image right now.
Yeah.
He's going down to hell. You have the higher ground.
I was thinking the same thing.
Also, I'm getting Terminator 2 images
I can
here
see
as well.
That,
you know, a robot going to the metal.
Yeah, I hope he gives him a thumbs up.
Whoa!
Nope. Holy crap, slapped his hand away. He should have pulled him down with him. That's what he should
You
have
think
done.
That? There can only be one yep. Highlander. Yeah, oh, you guys yeah. are going to be dead from the nauseous gases yeah, around the Sonic, volcano. What are you doing?
You can already tell that he was done, man. You should have just got out of there.
Actually, oh, funny enough, they all died. In Sonic X, they can all breathe in space.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The turtle's still going.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's going to walk right into that new movie.
Even though it was already in that movie.
And Sonic will traumatize him.
Probably. Sarah, how aren't you freezing right now? You're yeah, at the North
like
Pole.
She's half naked. Well, she's a cat lady, you know. Maybe they run a little hotter. She... Hey.
I have Sonic CD. I have the Sonic CD right here. She doesn't have fur though.
Oh.
Seems like the tortoise is going to win the race there. After yep. all.
Hey. What the hell? This seems a little convenient to me.
Well, even Knuckles is just, like, not amused.
Yeah. He's like, this seems a little stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's almost, like, no plot holes, I'd say, in this.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on that, but, like...
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to Super Bowl when I watched
this is true.
Earlier today, and I didn't pay super attention right now either. Or super good attention.
Whoa. Scram in there and get after them. For my own, you know, intentions, yeah. not for yours.
Yeah, I mean, I like the animation, I like the music, but the plot itself is just kind of a shrug to me.
I mean, funny enough, there's no rings. There's no Chaos rings, Emeralds.
Yeah. Sonic.
There's no chili dogs, obviously, but that's, I think, American thing.
It doesn't even... Oh, there we go, the hedgehog.
Sonic the Groundhog. Oh, yeah, this... Yeah, the soundtrack's great. Oh, yeah, did you look up the,
Yeah, he, at least on musical... Wikipedia, I couldn't even click on his name, so maybe he hasn't done anything else.
Musical producer, excuse me?
Yeah.
Mitsuhiro Tada.
Yeah.
Look-alike. That's a great one. Hey, she says look-alike correctly,
yeah, look-alike.
So. Yeah, no, it's not the best plot or whatnot, but...
No. I mean, like I said, when I was watching it earlier, I was just kind of tuning out, and I was like, oh, well, I'll start doing my research here.
If we could get, you know, a mix of stuff of this, the Sonic Sad AM cartoon, more stuff from the games as well integrated, I think we would have, like, the perfect Sonic animated, and it was a TV show, I think we'd have the perfect Sonic animated TV series.
Yeah, I mean, I loved Sonic Underground. Really love that series.
Yeah. I only watched one episode of that, like I told you.
Yeah, I gotta go back and one day watch the series again. But as a kid, I watched that thing religiously. And just like with the original Power Rangers theme.
Yeah.
Whenever that theme would start up, I'd get up, I'd be dancing around, singing along.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've never... I forgot about that one. So just like... So this is for the second episode, right? So they would have probably the same thing going... We would have all the credits.
Oh, there's Purple Sonic again.
Yeah, really dark blue Sonic. And then they would have clips of the show shown, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they were showing stuff from 92. 91?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Nip. Is that... Was that when the games were released? Or that wasn't when this was released, was it?
No, I think that's when the first game came out.
Okay, yeah, probably.
Because I know the game that I played, I think, came out in 93?
Okay.
Oh, it's going to start up on us here.
We don't want that now for us. Anyway, that was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
The animation. It was great.
It was okay.
I know, it was okay. Yeah, like you said, not a great...
I enjoyed the animation.
Voice cast.
Yeah, the voice cast was let down. The plot was let down. I enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the animation, but otherwise
I didn't like the plot is basic. It's not like anything to write home about, obviously, but I have nothing against it and whatnot. Are you gonna... All right, so what, I guess Are you going to do what I think you're going to do?
Yeah, we'll close this episode down, and then we'll throw that in as an Easter egg.
All right, well, get ready for more stuff coming, guys. See you later.
Okay, now I'll put this on here. Let's get this fucking thing going here.
I don't know what's gonna happen.
I hate typing like this.
Alright, let's Sonic
Boom. Sonic Underground.
Yep, here we go.
Okay.
What the 1 hour loop, I love it.
Yeah, and it gives you an idea of how weird the plot is to this show. Aw, little babies.
Yeah, only in the 90s could this happen.
I was dancing around. I love this. It's a very different world for Sonic.
I wonder if that's supposed to be an early design for Amy. Don't know about that.
I wish I was playing this. The audio.
Good grief. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So awesome. Oh, it's all on here. What? Sonic, it's on YouTube?
Oh, golly.
Oh, man.
Do you know if Jaleel White's also the voice?
Yep, he did the voice, yeah.
Jeez, so for both, like, you know, The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic Sat AM, and now that? Jeez, yeah, that's amazing.
I'm pretty sure he did that voice. I'll quickly check. Just to be on the record here.
Holy smokes. Yeah, I only watched one episode. I don't remember what it was about, but I just remember it was Sonic Underground. I remember that.
But yeah.
That was something. But now maybe we'll watch we're gonna watch an episode of that at some point.
Oh, sure, yeah, sure.
Yeah, anyway. Man, that last thing just was like the 90s puked over, like, everything.
Oh, with the
like, the 90s took all those trends and just puked it into one thing. Oh. Reminded me of the, I don't know if you remember that series called The Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
Not the movie with Emilio Estevez. But,
no, yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if you ever watched this. Maybe I'll show it to you, because it's something I really like a lot. It's called Lunatics Unleashed.
Yes, I loved that, yeah.
It was made in the 2000s, though. Mm. A lot of people hated it.
I thought it was fun.
Didn't think it was, you know. Okay. I am much more of a fan of season one than two. Season two is where they bring all the other, like, you know, Tunes characters in there. Mm-hmm. But I like season one just for what it was doing with its original stuff.
Yeah, I can't tell you which season I watched.
No, I watched. Was it? What can you remember of the show?
Not much.
Okay,
not much.
No, I still remember it. I just loved that show a lot.
Yeah, I certainly enjoyed it, but I remember the animation style, but I don't remember much about
it. Yeah, it was very anime-esque at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot. I liked the city aspect. It was very industrial looking, but obviously not.